The Coast Coast 186.3 Triple M, it's Moffy with you this morning. Look, on Friday there was an announcement made by Gurmesh Singh and also the Minister for Water, Housing and Property, Melinda Pavey, about the Coffs Harbour jetty foreshore. There was a draft concept plan attached to that as well. There's been a lot of anger over the weekend and confusion around, in particular, the section where the former Deep Sea Fishing Club is, and I guess a lot of aim taken at Coffs Harbour City Council as well, which was incorrect. I want to talk to Gurmesh Singh. He's on the line right now. Gurmesh, good morning.
Good morning, Moffy.
There was a bit of backlash over the weekend from this announcement on Friday.
Yeah, there was. There was a bit of chatter on social media, and I think quite understandably with regards to that deep sea fishing site. And I guess people just need to take into consideration that this is a draft plan. And, you know, I guess it's a stepping stone for this committee to come up with, you know, alternates for not only that site, but for all the other sites on that plan as well. And, you know, it's a very important step that we have to take. You know, if we want to do anything at those jetty foreshores, including having some more restaurants and cafes, playgrounds and parking, this master plan step has to be undertaken first. And that's what we're doing.
So I guess the first simple question, will there be retirement living at the former Deep Sea Fishing Club site?
Look, it remains to be seen, but I highly doubt it, considering the amount of community backlash that has already been there on Facebook. But this is a decision, I guess, that the steering committee, that the advisory committee will be making over the next 9 months. And they won't necessarily be making a decision on what will be there. They'll be making a decision on what possibly could be there under the master plan. So that they might, you know, decide on a couple of different uses for that. Then it will go through a regular planning process like any DA does. So, you know, for anything to start there, we're still a couple of years away. This master plan process is to just determine what possibly could go there and then go from there.
How did the retirement living part make it onto that map?
Look, my understanding, this is a long process that's been going on a few years, and my understanding is that was one of the options that was discussed in the earlier consultations, and that's why it was put there.
Now, I'll talk about the committee shortly, but there was a lot of aim taken, I guess, at the Coffs Harbour City Council, wrongly directed at them.
Probably unfairly, I would say. This has been a process that's been led by Property New South Wales, which is a state government agency. And, you know, it's been a long process. It's at least 3 years in this iteration. So, you know, we're 3 years into a process, and this next part is, you know, it's an important step to get this master plan done. But, you know, we're still a long way off and many, many steps away off from building anything down there. This is just the important master planning phase that we have to do so that anything can occur down there.
We've got a whole bunch of people on the committee, two councillors, Paul Amos, George Sicardo, and Leonard is on there from the community. We've also got Steve Gooley, who, of course, in charge of Pubbage Plaza, the Jetty Village Centre, and the Shoreline development near the plaza, Marcus Blackwell, Ray Smith, who's the president of the Coffs Harbour Chamber of Commerce, and a whole lot more. How was this committee chosen, Gurmesh?
So it went through a process of Property New South Wales. People applied, and then there were obviously some people that didn't apply that needed to be on there, i.e., for instance, the Indigenous stakeholders we wanted to put on there. Some of the stakeholders, like the Yacht Club, we wanted to get those people who are in the vicinity on that committee. But, you know, it went through a process. And one thing we wanted to make sure is that we had a very balanced committee, that it wasn't favouring, you know, purely development. We wanted people who would present an alternate view as well, and vice versa. We wouldn't want a committee that only presented, you know, only one side. So it's a very balanced committee. You know, there's people on there who have been vocally against the project, and it's important that their views are heard as well. And that's what the purpose of this committee is. It's to be a voice for everybody so that we get a nice balanced outcome.
What are your views on development down there?
Look, I think we need something. This long holidays, long weekend holidays has proven that Coffs Harbour, if COVID sticks around for a little while longer, Coffs Harbour will be a fantastic holiday destination. But at the moment, we have, you know, very few places for people to be able to enjoy a meal overlooking the water in Coffs Harbour, and only, I think, two overlooking the jetty. So the other issue is parking. Parking down at the jetty foreshores is a problem, so we need to plan for that. The bits that the council improved about 2 or 3 years ago near the yacht club has shown that the Coffs Harbour community is all for improvements. So I want to see some improvement down there. How far it goes, I guess, will be determined by the community. But I'll say this for certain, what's there at the moment certainly needs improving.
Will the yacht club stay there?
That's one of the things that's under consideration, and I believe it probably will stay there. It might look a little differently in 5 years' time, but my understanding is that they're in the process of negotiating their lease.
So for people that want to have their say and speak, I guess, is the members of the steering committee their point of call?
Yeah, the members of the steering committee, I'd imagine this will go out to a broader public consultation as well before being finalised. So there's many, many steps along the way before this will be finalised. They can go through members of the steering committee, they can go through their two councillors, or alternatively, they can go through our office as well.
Lovely stuff. Hey, Gurmesh, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Moffy. And what a fantastic long weekend it was here with, you know, temperatures in the mid to high 20s. And why would you want to live anywhere else, especially Queensland, right?
Exactly. Have a great day, mate.
Thanks.
Gurmesh Singh, the member of Coffs Harbour, joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.